Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful program, Creation Lightship Healing. So let's do a trauma release for people. So think of a trauma that you might have experienced it, and here we go. I'll release it from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, we'll do another trauma release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, everybody. So let's do the mind to heart drop. So we'll drop you down, get your thoughts from your head going into your heart center so you can be at peace. Here we go. So dropping down, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, should be in your heart center. Just feel that peace. And we'll do one more clearing for everybody. And we'll do a mental clearing. I don't always do mental on mine here, so we'll do mental. So here we go, taking away mental energies, mind chatter. So stronger, stronger. There we go, stronger, stronger. Great, now we're connected. So we'll count down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And we'll just do a clearing here for people who might have a pet, who might have situations, emotional problems or things like this, maybe trauma. So we'll do some pets and trauma release. So you might even feel it yourself if you have a pet. If you do feel it, you know that the pet's in trauma. So that's one way to look at it. So here we go. So you may want to do a whole lifetime clearing on your pets and animals if you feel any energy on this one here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, Ron, I'm out here. Hi, and welcome everybody to Wednesday. This is Wednesday, February 16th, 2011. And we have quite a few people on the Foss chat. We have Larry and Marie R. and Sarah and Alice and Tom and P and Andrew, Gail, Bryce, Bonnie, and Tina, I see so far. So welcome to all of you and everyone else who hasn't written anything yet. Maybe we have some new people today left over from, well, not left over, but met you at the L.A. Expo this weekend. Ron, I'm looking to see if there are any new names. I'm not seeing any yet, but if you're out there and you just met Ron this weekend at the Conscious Life Expo in L.A., you can hit the BBS Fast Chat, which is just above the volume play buttons, and type in a question for Ron. And also, if you would like to call in, we're having call-ins tonight. The numbers are listed under the buttons. We may be on line one, I'm not sure, but line two, the 530-413 numbers, 530-413-4510 and 4522. And then there's a toll-free number if you're in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Please do call in if you'd like to ask Ron a question. So I'm just quickly going to take a peek here, see if we have any questions. Well, Gail is asking, what if you don't have a pet? Mine passed away recently. So I guess...
Well, that could be... you might feel energies, you know, from the traumas from your pet, you know, leaving. Remember, the our animals and pets typically take on our stuff, and they try to help heal us all the time. So you might feel energies leaving you that was maybe from your pet or animal. So if you did feel something, then that was because you were holding on to their trauma. And that can happen also. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Bonnie is saying thank you for the stress relief. Feel relaxed finally. Gail is on now, and Eric and Peter from Australia, and Ben. Ben is saying, I see colored lights in the sky, not sure what it is. What might that be, Ron?
Well, you got me. I don't know on that one.
Okay.
okay.
All right. Sorry?
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Okay. I wonder if they're colored lights at night or during the day, Ben. Maybe you want to type that in so perhaps we can hone in on it a little better. So for those of you regulars and for anyone who is new, just a reminder that I know you guys have been listening to a few archives over the weekend while Ron was at the expo, but we're back live again. And on Friday, after Friday's show, which is on Station 2, Ron will be doing his Q&A call again, which is a conference call, a live conference call that anyone can call into. And it starts after the show, just after 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 Eastern. And the number for that is 646-519-5800. And you'll be prompted to put in a PIN, which is 9009, and then the pound sign. And it goes for about an hour, and Ron loves to hear from new people. So if there is anyone on who, you know, recently met him at the expo, this is a perfect time to get some more of your questions answered that maybe you have thought of since you met him or since he had two talks. There were a lot of great questions from new people during those talks. And I think we had a beep. Did you hear a beep, Ron? Is anybody out there?
If I heard a beep. So anybody Hello? Out there?
Okay. Looks like maybe not. Well, maybe, I don't know. Okay, well, in the meantime, let's go back to questions on the fast chat. So Marie R. is asking, could we do a clearing for stomach and nausea?
Okay, so here we go, everybody. And I'll just count to 10 to release the energy here. So 1, 2... 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Pete in Australia is asking if you could do a pain release for a friend of his, Joseph, looks like Popov, for his spine. He's having a lot of pain in his spine, apparently. So would appreciate a pain release for him.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. We'll do pain release, and you can connect with that person, Peter, here, and have his name down. So here we go. So pain release. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll do that again here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll do one more here. One more for pain release. I want to move your bodies around people a little bit, see if you have any pain. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so if Pete's friend is not listening, is that okay? Does he still get the benefit of the clearing since Pete is kind of directing?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Okay, great. So Larry has a question. He's asking, he says, Ron, on the web timeline crash, do we have to do the space-time crash also?
Yes, you want to do an emotional issue typically. I guess one way to put it is, let's say that you want to be on your computer for about an hour. So just do a timeline crash for whatever emotional issue you have. And then at the end of that, then do the space one, because that may retrieve you back here if you're not back here already. And sometimes it can bring back emotional stuff because you are dealing with emotion, so you're going to be having your cellular memory joining you over again. Because remember, you're out there in a parallel lifetime, so it brings that energy back to you. So if your spirit's out there and it's ahead of time a couple milliseconds or behind time a couple milliseconds, you know, it's still experiencing that real life along with your body, because you can be changed on the timeline a little bit. And so when you come back with the space-time crash, what that does is bring your body back here. And actually when your body comes back, then all of a sudden you might have, you know, stuff going on with yourself with that, because you may not feel exactly complete because you have emotional situations going on. And this is why it's so important to do that. But you might feel a little emotional, possibly. You might feel maybe nauseated or something. That's a possibility. But once you finally come back, then your body feels better. And that's kind of the way it works. So it's designed to bring people back who have not come back from a timeline crash. Remember, this is being done to you anyway. You might notice that sometimes, even before we started doing these clearings, just being yourself without doing anything from CLS, you may have noticed that some days you do feel a little off. You feel like you're not present. You know, you just feel like maybe you're daydreaming the whole day. Well, that's because these things are happening to you. So this is the way that you can help yourself to move on and get rid of this stuff, is to do these timeline and space-time crashes. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Tina had a question. Where did it go? She's wondering why some of the clearings online on the website have the spirit infusion or integration at the end of them, and why some of them do not. What would be the difference between those two?
Yeah, we started adding the spirit infusion within maybe 6 months to a year ago. And some are done automatically, but we added it just on this so you can actually experience that if you wish. A lot of people are feelers, and they want to actually sense, feel things happening, so this is why we added it on there. But most of the clearings will have it anyway, whether it's on the page or not. So it's always done because you have to have your spirit come more fully with you after a clearing. And once you get yourself cleaned out, then your spirit needs to integrate with you. So we put it on some of the pages to have it manually. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So quite a few people seem to be affected by the stomach clearing. Sharon's saying it helped her. And Guest is saying that they had a lot of nausea have been experiencing. So I guess that's something that's going on a little bit at the moment is some extra stomach stuff. And Pete is saying thank you for the spine clearing for his friend and that he felt it too. Now let's see. Pete has another question here. When the Earth goes to 8D, are all marks made by man, for example, roads, removed? So will the 8D Earth have the structures and the things that we have built on it, or will it be a totally different Earth?
Completely different. Completely different, because it's a whole brand new creation. So you're going to be able to, since you have your body, the body will still have some of the remembrance of Earth. I won't say it'll have all of it, but it will be able to recognize the Earth spirit, definitely. And depending on what your remembrance will be, which normally may not be anything of the Earth, but I think it will have a remembrance of this because you are doing a special ascension. And so it will have that information, I believe, and you will be able to remember how it was. But you're going into a brand new life on a different planet. So that's the way it works.
Okay, great. So everything will be wiped out and started all over again. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
So Bryce is saying that the expo was great, and thanks, Ron. Very insightful, he says. So I wondered if you wanted to say anything about your weekend in L.A. at the expo and how that was for you, Ron. I know
yeah,
you're
very
in the
good.
Moment, but...
Yeah, it was great. The first room that I was in on Friday, which is kind of unusual because people don't always show up on Fridays, but I'd say the room was standing room, probably 120 people. And then on Sunday, I was in the very, very large conference room. It was their plaza room. And if you've seen me in New York in the Gramercy room, this room was probably about three times larger. It was deeper and also wider to the sides. Maybe I'd say probably four times larger. And that room was probably, I would say, maybe 40% to 50% filled. So we had a lot of people going to it, which is very nice. And I'll probably be putting that, we have a video that was recorded, a DVD, so I'll probably have that maybe on the website, maybe within a week or so. We'll see how it looks. I have to check it out myself. But it was very good. I enjoyed it. Naturally, I need, you know, more time to talk, but we went over, so we're probably almost close to 2 hours, I believe. So, we'll see how that turns out here. But, yeah, it was very nice, a very nice expo. So, back
okay.
to you, Carrie.
All right, great. Let's see. Sharon is saying something about a lot of timeline crashing lately. I don't know how many new listeners we have today. Oh, we have a few beeps going on, though, so maybe we better go to the call. So is anybody on the line there? Hello? Well, maybe that was a call in and a hang up. I'm not sure. Did you hear those, Ron?
Yeah, I did hear it, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear
Hello?
You. Yeah, we hear you. Do you have a question for Ron?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My name's Janice Marie, and I
Hi.
Am also a traveler, and I bi-locate, and I do a whole lot of things in the Merkabas. And this past year, I've been experiencing a lot of dizziness, and I was just wondering if there's anything that I could be doing to help me with that.
Boy, I probably wouldn't do any traveling like that myself. Because you could get yourself into trouble. You may not be using the right means. That's kind of up to you to do that. the light of the darkness can do a lot of things.
I travel with like Metatron and Melchizedek and.
Okay. Those are the light of the darkness energies that are here, because they don't come from the light ship. So I would strongly recommend not to do that, because you're working with the light of the darkness energies.
Okay.
And so.
When I do tend to travel to do that, I do that to for the the Earth. For Mother Earth herself, so.
But you can't do that. All you can do is.
For the last year, though, I
wouldn't recommend doing any of that, because it could be dangerous for you.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering: is the dizziness coming from a physical ailment, or is it coming from the shifts of the Earth?
That's really hard to say. A lot of people, we're doing timeline crashing. Have you listened to our programs and know about timeline crashings?
No, I just heard about you this week, so I'm just
okay, the timeline crashings where you actually crash timelines with an emotional issue. And when you do so, everybody on that timeline will be affected. So by just one person doing a timeline crash, you're going to be affecting millions of people here that are on a timeline, say, of a trauma, fear, anger, something like that, because you're abducted onto those timelines. So when the timeline gets released and the aliens that are, say, bots will say, in a sense, that timeline at that particular moment in time, they get terminated and everybody on that timeline gets freed up. So that could be where you're having dizziness, possibly. Because people are affected by that.
That's very interesting, yeah.
And we've been doing timeline crashing. Remember, this here is your parallel lifetimes, and the parallel lifetimes is what you get deja vu from, and also your dreams at night.
Right.
So I'll do one right now. You can kind of see how it feels. Would you like me to do that?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll do a timeline crash. Do you have anything you'd like to crash yourself as far as an emotional issue?
Actually, I seem to have been born into a whole family of addictions, drugs and alcohol. Is that what it's all about? Or
that would be an emotional issue attached to that. Because see, the aliens want you because of an emotional issue.
Oh, okay. All right. No,
they
have
take
had
your
the
energy
barcodes removed from me
emotion,
already.
So if you can give me an emotional issue that you may be dealing with, I'll crash one of those timelines. You could have a couple hundred of them, but I'll do one of them here, and you can see how it
okay,
feels.
Emotional okay? issue. My son, I found his dead body in my basement. He killed himself.
Okay, so what emotional issue is surrounding that for you?
Okay.
Yeah, what's the issue?
The issue, oh my gosh.
Maybe grief, Ron.
No, I guess, pardon me?
Perhaps
grief? I don't know. I'm kind of caught off guard here. I would say my emotional issues more extend towards the alcoholism and the
I can't do that. I have to do an emotion. Alcoholism is not an emotional issue. That's an addiction.
No, I know, but my emotional issues growing up with it, though,
Yeah, but I still need to know emotional issues. So does it give you fear?
No,
anger.
Anger.
Okay, mm-hmm. So here we go. So thank you. You can stay on and let me know how you feel here. I'll ask you that after I get done doing a timeline crash. So
right,
we're going to do an emotional issue for anger. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, those timelines are crashing right now. One will be completed in about 10 minutes. And the other ones, the furthest one out is probably about 35 minutes. So you will start to feel some relief as each one of these crash and get terminated, and then you're back here. So how are you feeling right now for this particular timeline crash? You feel your body responding it?
I do. I feel, actually, I just did a three-day fast cleanse to help with my gallbladder and liver issues where, you know, a lot of my anger is seated. So I feel like really nauseated right now. So I guess it's moving something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means you're connected to the two timeline crashes, the two timelines that Ron just crashed. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. What is your name again?
Janice.
So Janice, if you're interested in doing more of these, and we're all hooked up to a gazillion of them, Ron has an online clearing that you can do any time of the day or the night and pick any emotion that you've ever experienced in your life and go on the timeline crashing. I think they're very inexpensive. They're either $20 a week and 30 for a month or 10 for a week and 30 for a month. I'm blanking out a little bit right now, but
okay.
What you do is you just go on there and you pick your emotional issue and go through and keep entering them over and over. There's a drop-down box that goes one through, I'm not quite sure how many, but if you try to do, like, if you take anger, since you're feeling this one, and I'm sure most of us are, put anger in and just crash at least 20 timelines, if not more, and just keep going until you know, while you're still feeling it and a little ways after, even when you're not, because these timelines are where we're abducted onto. And when you have a dream, for example, you're going into one of these other timelines, into a cloned body of yourself, and probably, you know, experiencing different kinds of trauma that might include a lot of anger. So you'll be removing yourself from those timelines so that you're not being recharged over and over with the anger.
This is wonderful. I'm really grateful. I'm grateful that this has come about in this in my journey at this time. So, okay. I will do that. And thank you. Okay, I'll let somebody else have a turn here, but thank you, Ron. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay, you're welcome. So this timeline crash was for anger. A lot of people could be dealing with anger. Remember, the aliens abduct you according to the energy of emotions that you're dealing with. So they read you, know what you're dealing with. And that's how they abduct you, through that particular emotional process. And so, unfortunately, as we go through our life living through emotions, we are all subject to being abducted through this here. So, back to you, Carrie. She may have got disconnected, okay? That's what I have typed in here. So let's, we'll do another timeline crash here. And we'll do one for, we could do one for fear. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm trying to yawn here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what I'll do right now is, I'll do a space crash here, space-time crash, in a sense. So this is going to bring you back here. And these clearings will not work on the archives. So here we go. The reason is because there's a lot of energy there. And I just need to only have the website used for this here. So this is just a sample for the people listening here. Here we go. Bringing you back from the space. Remember, you have time and space. So this is where you're out there, you know, kind of bouncing around. And the space crash brings back your emotional parts of you, brings back your body, and the body will have cellular memory in it from the abduction process. So you may feel a little maybe out of sorts, possibly, maybe emotional, because you have the cellular memory being brought back to your body if your body was abducted, and your spirit also has the same information. So here we go. This is a space-time crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how your body's feeling, everybody? Somebody would like to call in and maybe describe what it feels like with this space crashing, getting your body back here. That would be interesting for somebody to comment on that. We did quite a few of the timeline crashings, and this is one for the space. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling a bit woozy, just a bit lightheaded. So I'm just looking on the prices. I'm not sure if I was talking about it when I got cut off, and I don't know at what point I got cut off, but I was just telling the caller that the space-time crash is $10 for 1 week, and you can go on as many times as you want and do as many of these as you want in a week, or it's $30 for a month. And you can just go on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and click on there's like a book on the top left for online healings. You click on that, and then in a search term, you can just put space or space time, and that will take you to the title and how to enter it. And then the timeline crashing, I think, is that $20 for 1 week, and the space is 10. Is that right, Ron? I know I'm getting
it
mixed up.
Yes, that
here.
Is correct.
Spacey. Okay. Okay, great. Let's have a look. I know there's been some questions since I got disconnected here. Pete was asking a little ways back for an entity clearing. Maybe if you could do that, Ron, while I check out what else is on the timeline. On the fast chat here, excuse me.
Yeah, it's a little, I'm kind of like rock and rolling too a little bit here.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Everybody else is, I don't know.
Okay, don't worry then, we'll skip that.
Yeah, the
for
space
now.
One is one that, like when I say when you do these, you never want to do anybody absentee, number one, and you want to be doing, sitting back in front of your computer to do this and not do anything else during the space one. So here we go. Entity, is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Entity clearing. So why don't all of you think of a place in your body that could have an entity? I'll say it over again. Think of a space in your body that could have many, many, many entities. Remember, you can carry 500 of them pretty easily, okay, in one location. So you just think of ants going to sugar. You know, you drop a sugar cube down or something, or something on the ground and answer around, and all of a sudden, a lot of them. Celestial entities, I heard a beep there, so we'll get the caller after this here. So here we go. Think of a place. Normally, entities are attracted by pain. Here we go. One, release some. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we have a caller on.
Ron, I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you
doing?
Hi,
Larry.
Fine, thanks. Hi, Carrie. Yes.
Hi.
Ron, I had a retrieval from the space-time crash, and the spirit came back to my body, but it's over my head. It's not in my body. Could I get it integrated back into my body?
Very interesting. It should be in your body already. Boy. Yeah, we can do that with everybody. I don't know why it's not with you, why it didn't come in. You share your spirit. Maybe it's something else coming in, okay, or trying to come in. But your spirit should be in your body after that. It doesn't wait or need coaxing. It should be right there. So let's take away energies that could be above your head. So here we go. Maybe it's an alien over your head trying to come in. So here we go. So get rid of this stuff here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, there it goes. How do you feel now, Larry?
Pretty good. Pretty
left.
Safe and protected.
It just left, yeah. So something was following you back here.
Okay.
Somebody liked you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. Okay, so Elliot has a question about these timeline and space-time crashes. He's asking, should I run a timeline crash and a space-time crash simultaneously?
Okay, yeah, that's you could if you wanted to. What I kind of recommend, people sometimes are short on time, but that would work. Maybe do like five of the timelines and then do a space after that. And that way you're putting more time into it. But you could do them simultaneously, yes. That would work, or at least, maybe wait a couple minutes so that the one is completed. So I would always complete one first before you bring yourself back. Let's put it that way. So if you are doing a bunch of them, you could possibly, do them after you completed one of the crashes. But you want to make sure that the crash is done before you bring yourself back. And like I said, a lot of people like to, what I'm hearing now, people like to do it maybe do 5 or 10 of the timelines, and then do one of the space ones. And remember, you could be out there a long, long time ago in the Beyondo floating around too, waiting to get retrieved. So, in fact, let's do that. Wow, this has opened up a whole new can of worms. So, everybody, I'm going to bring you people back that are lost in space. Lost.
Uh-oh.
I gotta write that down. Lost in space. We're already lost in time. But now we're bring back something, and I'll pick the age of 10. Okay, we'll see if we can just bring back what they can find of you. I'll say age of 10 that happened in January, okay? So here we go. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Like some comments on this, everybody. We still got you know, 55 minutes to go so we can get a call in. I mean, 15 minutes to go, so I'd like to get a call in from somebody. One, two, three. So you can see I'm a little kind of whacked out still from the space one, which is normal. So one, I just don't feel 100% on right now, a little dizzy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, thank you, Elliot. You brought up another can of worms for us to deal with here. So, yeah, as you do that particular space crash, you can type in there an emotional issue and then also put your age in there if you want to concentrate on a given age. So I'd like to see what we have out there. I'm feeling the effects of the space crashing. So the space crashing is not a a light clearing as far as being easy to do, we'll say. Or, you know, it sounds like it's something that's pretty simple. But, boy, it has great results. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think I just heard a beep. That 10-year-old thing, by the way, is making me feel throbbing in one of my lower teeth on the side. It's definitely something happening to me from that. It's like the beginning of a toothache, but not as bad as that. Anyway, I think we had a beep. Is somebody out there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Yes, I have Lyme disease, and I wanted to find out if you had any insight about that.
Lyme disease, huh? Boy, off the top right now, I would say no. I'm trying to just see here. I haven't connected the alien parasitic life forms yet with Lyme disease. I know they can cause fibromyalgia, so you might want to go on and do the alien attack removal. It's $30 for the
month. Alien removal?
Yeah, alien attack removal. Yeah, I go on that one and then go into the parasitic life forms. I'm also having an 8-hour call this coming Sunday and the following Sunday for releasing these things too. So they could...
Yes, because a friend of mine once said that she thought it was like in my third chakra and it was like another being, like an alien or something.
Well, we're all filled full of stuff like that. That's why I take these out of us on these calls. You can go to the very top of the Creation Lightship homepage, or in fact, I guess all the pages, and there's a drop-down box there with different archive shows. You can click on a couple of them. They deal with these alien life forms.
Oh, okay, and, great. Thank you so much.
I think typically, isn't that caused by ticks and things biting you?
Yeah, it's and caused by ticks, but it's also, you know, like some doctors and I believe... True, too. It's mosquitoes, other insects, and sexually transmitted. It's a spirochete like syphilis was, and the CDC is not giving the public the true picture about the disease. It's an epidemic, really.
Yeah, so what we have is we do have some of those critters on there that are energetic. So, you know, we do have, I think, ticks on there and different things that bite. So those are also alien
great.
Life forms.
Thanks.
So we have them here physically. That are an alien species, that's a bug, insect, and we also have them invisible. So one could possibly just bite you, say a mosquito, and inject you with the alien life form stuff, and that could probably help you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what my friend said. She said like it was like kind of like an alien being that's how the disease got in me in the first place, and it comes in through my third chakra.
Well, yeah, but they're also through the whole body.
Yeah, but I mean, she was saying that was kind of like where it enters.
Yeah, it's possible. So, Beck, thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, Carrie.
All right. I don't know which clearing it is. I think it's the 10-year-old one, but I've got a lot of funny feelings roving through my teeth with this. Are you getting stuff in your mouth as well, Ron, or is it, where is yours?
Well, yeah, I'm having a hard time talking.
Yeah,
I got
I know.
Kind of choked up. A lot of stuff going on. Boy.
Yeah.
Somebody out there probably had a really big problem at the age of 10.
Yeah.
We all have those problems, but...
Right.
We brought back part of you from the age of 10 that was out there in the Beyondo, kind of floating around. And hopefully... you're all feeling better. I got to get some water. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So while you go do that, I'll just... Hannah is asking if the show is live tonight. And yes, it is, Hannah. It's live. It's Wednesday, February 16th, and we are live. So what else? Let's see. Tom is saying his muscles are twitching a lot, and Pete was saying something about his legs that have gone off the fast chat, and I'm too all over the place to go find it. But I know people are feeling, a lot of people are commenting and feeling a bunch of stuff from this. Tony says his throat popped. Let's see. Are you back, Ron, with your water?
Yeah, I'm doing a little better here.
Okay. Pete's asking, what is the role in disease that these alien guys, he says physical critters and etheric critters, what is their role in disease in the body?
Well, they're basically, you know, just a way a life form can come into us and... Remember, we're the host, so it's hard to say what they're actually doing. The end result is that we die from them. So, you know, this is why I mentioned to people never to be a healer, not to do any healings on anybody else, because it will stimulate your DNA for whatever you're healing in someone else. And, you know, we just think of regular, you know, illnesses that people have, and... that also can be these alien critters, you know, that are there. So, you know, a healer might work with somebody with maybe a skin rash or something, or maybe cancer or something else, you know, lung problems or whatever. And the person could have some results and get well, or at least you know, feel better. But I think the problem could be, you know, after that is that that's going to activate all that stuff in the healer's DNA, because you're going into that area, unless the healer has, excuse me, the DNA healed in themselves, like attracts like, and with that like, you're going to be attracting the likeness of that disease to you, because you probably have it in you. That's my advantage, is that my body's been cleaned out by the light ship. It's not that I don't take something on off and on, but almost always, you know, it's gone. I definitely will not work with people with chemo. That's too hard on me to run through my body. But other than that, in fact, if you go on under the website and there is chemo at all in somebody's body, I normally will not even have the energy go through me. The light beings know that. There are some occasions that I have done that. Help somebody, but the general rule, you know, 99.9% of the time I do not work with cancer people who have chose another way of healing by taking poison when I don't want to take poison into me. So anyway, that's why I recommend not being a healer, because you will suffer from whatever you have healed in those people. The mind will say definitely that, you know, you're okay probably, and that you're getting rid of it some way, but it is, you know, being drawn to you through the DNA, and that's the unfortunate thing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. P is recommending the bites and sting clearing for Lyme disease for the previous caller, and that's a good idea. So if you go on the little book and click on that and put bite sting, you'll come to that clearing. I don't remember the cost of it, but it's a pretty inexpensive one. And then Angel is saying, suggesting also the blood clearing. There's a circulatory clearing on the website also that will help your blood. Let's see, there's several more people, Elliot and Sharon, both saying they feel heaviness in their body. So Eric is asking if you could activate the light being to help with the heaviness from today's
yeah,
show.
Yeah, great idea. Thank you. So here we go. And also you can do the body rejuvenation clearing, too, for illnesses. That's why I
yeah.
put it up there to help people get well with a physical condition. So here we go, bringing up the light beam. So, and also the death barcode. You may be running through a death barcode. Do the death barcode, alien death barcode clearing. That would be very good because, you know, you're probably running through barcodes. So anyway, here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, everybody. And we're bringing the male doctors. Here they come, so stronger. And I'll leave them up for 1 hour here. To help everybody out. So stronger, 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 boy, stronger, 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 boy, stronger, 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 and stronger, boy. This one's got my throat. I felt good before, so anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, it's got my throat, too. Oh, that was weird. Okay, Tina has a good question here about the timeline and space-time crashing. She's asking, is it better to work on more recent issues that you have in your life or ones earlier, longer ago?
Well, what I do is the ones that are bothering you in the present moment. So just look at yourself and see what's bothering you, and then from there kind of go back. And from there, you can get probably a much better healing because you want to work with where you are right now with your situation because they will abduct you from that. What's in the past is something else. You know, they can still be bringing up the past of you on a situation because if you haven't cleared it out of your genetics, then they're still going to get more mileage on that. So that's kind of what I see. You know, if you have anger right now and you haven't had it for your whole life, then the anger one might stop your abductions. But typically, you probably have had anger throughout your life, but the main thing is where you are right now, because if you get angry right now, they're going to take you from that anger, emotional energy. And you could be out in many, many timelines at once, you know, because they can change them in maybe a millisecond apart. So kind of all you are is like, you know, time-sharing. You know, that's what they're doing to you is, they're putting you up on the block there, and aliens are buying your usage of you from someone, we'll say. And, you know, it's like a time sharing. And as you get yourself out of these alien lives, it's actually you're in an alien life when you're there. Working with the alien some way, normally it's negative as they abduct you, then you want to get out of that. So you want to deal with an issue that's current. And then maybe working on past issues. Like the one now going back to the age of 10 in January, you know, whatever people are dealing with then, at that time is what we dealt with. So I'm still having a little rough time talking here. Very interesting. I normally recover much quicker than this here, so there's a lot going on with everybody out there. So back to you, Carrie. Looks like our show is just about over here.
Yeah.
We have our 8-hour call starting again on this Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. and that's 1 o'clock Eastern. And then from there, we'll have our Q&A this Friday night after our Station 2 program on BBS Radio. And that starts, the BBS show starts at 7, and then at 8 o'clock we're doing a Q&A. We can call on a telephone line, and we can talk and answer some of your questions from the Lightship. So, and it's about an hour-long call, and hope to have you on that. So, what
okay,
else do you want
well,
to talk about, Carrie? Anything we need to do? I'll still energize the light beam for the next hour, so I'll just figure straight up on the hour, a little bit over an hour away. You're still going to have the males with you to help clear this out, because it is pretty heavy. So
okay. Yeah, I guess we need to wrap up. Chia is just saying that he or she saw the little upside down bugs with feet moving and was wondering if that was on a timeline or in space. So that's really interesting that you saw that. I don't know if you get a hit on that at all, Ron, or not, or if we need to head on out.
At this moment, no. So.
Okay. All right. So for those of you whose questions we didn't get to, Ron will be back on Friday at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on Station 2 on BBS, and then the Q&A right afterward, you can ask more questions directly on the conference call. So I guess we should probably wrap up. I have 57 on my computer.
Yep, I do too. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, we'll see you later, everybody.
Okay, good night.
Blessings.